1688.
The earnings report's a big factor this week. What does that mean when we're talking about the economy? A chance that we might see 10% joblessness. Ooh, that's a nasty number, isn't it? Especially when we're talking about the holidays. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a wonderful weekend with your family, your friends, hanging out, watching the games, doing whatever you do. We are back in the thick of it. We're going to take you round the bend. That is the Capitol. And tell you what's going on in the world of politics, including the latest on health care, that tug of war that persists, obviously, with the Senate Finance Committee set to make a vote on Tuesday. Ultimately, what does it mean? What do these health care bills mean as we try to still make sense of it months after discussing it? Speaking of looming decisions, Obama's got one. What about Afghanistan? There was a meeting last week that included General McChrystal. Of course, it leaked out a couple of weeks ago in one of the Washington papers that clearly the general needs soldiers, wants soldiers, up to 40,000. But should we send 40,000 more troops to Afghanistan with no direction for this war that's being fought there that could take 10 more years? How many more lives will be lost in an ambush that lasted 12 hours? 8 American troops were killed. They had rockets firing on them, machine guns from a mosque, from the mountains. And it was described as a hellish-like experience. But, of course, that's what's happening in Afghanistan. So do we continue to put people over there, the men and women who are part of a voluntary military, let's face it, who will go for a couple of deployments, and you never hear them complain. They get deployed again, again, and again. But is it possible to get a victory over there? And will we ever have a strategy? It's time for this decision. It's time for something to be committed to paper. So the generals understand and the American people understand where we're going with this. Because let's face it, we're pouring lives, American blood into this. Also, lots of money into this effort. Much more than in Iraq, because they don't have the kind of money that Iraq could get its hands on based on oil alone. So when will this decision come down? What we heard from Washington last week is, well, you know, we don't want to make this a willy-nilly decision. Okay. I would think that this would have been one of the big things on the board that would have been discussed right from the very beginning. The first meeting with McChrystal since he took the command of Afghanistan in May just happened last week. So here's the decision. And this is a big one for the president. It's on his shoulders. There's no way to wiggle out of this. Do we send troops of 40,000, of up to 40,000, to Afghanistan? So over the summer, if you remember, there was one point where Obama said, this is a war of necessity. And when you have this kind of a war, you do whatever you have to do to win. So now you've got criticism, of course, from all corners, arguing that, and we've had people on the show talking about this, arguing that the war in Afghanistan can't be won, even if you have more troops, even if you have a better strategy. So here's what's happening. The president is having second thoughts. So first, it's a war of necessity. Now we're having second thoughts. A war of necessity, right, if you spell it out, would mean we have to do it. This is defending the United States. We have to do this. This is necessity. That's what necessity, when I look it up in the dictionary and when I think of what it means to me, that's what that word means, right? But if the war is unwinnable, so you're saying two different things. If the war is unwinnable, then there has to be something that can be done in Afghanistan that's not as drastic. But really, I mean, let's be honest, how do you win it without more troops? But you cannot continue to put them in the situations that they're being put in. You cannot continue to do that. Are we going to have another Vietnam? Nobody wants another Vietnam. And how many people are sold on Afghanistan? Part of the reason is it wasn't really sold correctly. And how much of what happens in the Middle East, how much of what happens in Afghanistan can affect you and I in this country, your children, your grandchildren? When we talk about the Taliban, we talk about the tentacles of the Taliban. How far do they reach from Afghanistan? Many in the military that I have talked to off the maybe from Iraq to Afghanistan to Pakistan. And what's the common denominator stringing these all together? Is this a winnable situation? Is this the right situation, the right place to put our troops? Mm. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. He's my leadoff man this hour. Hey, Sam.
Leadoff hitter? Oh, thank you. Perfect time into the baseball season.
That's right.
Okay, first of all, let's get the good news out of the way. Your Montreal Alouettes, which is your favorite team in the Canadian Football League, says me, you just clinched the Eastern Conference regular season championship in the CFL. Okay, I just spoke to Steve, and I asked him about Ahmadinejad and his nuclear threat. Okay, fine, he shows he's got the power, but it's like he can talk the talk, but Israel's waiting to see if he can walk the walk.
If he could, yeah, if he can walk the walk, that's right, because it's not, and of course he's not discussing it, it's his minions, his energy guy, whatever, but they're now going to, October 25th, let the inspectors do what they're supposed to do, so let's see what they uncover. I said this before, do they ultimately, in Iran, do they ultimately want to have nukes? And you know what the answer to that is, yes, I think.
Oh boy, I mean...
I don't want them to, because then you think about this. If Iran has a nuke, and you're surrounded by your Saudi Arabia or anyone else, do you want a nuke? Of course you do. Then everybody wants nukes.
Right. It's sort of like keeping up with the Joneses type thing.
Absolutely, because you don't want to be unprepared.
Right. And, okay, I hate to be a worried wart. Sorry for the people in Chicago for not getting the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard from, you know, I was watching, I was checking out a website, and one of the reasons why Chicago didn't get it is Brazil brought in Pele to sort of like promote the games because...
I know.
And people in Europe and South America, you know, Europe and Africa barely know Obama, and when Oprah came on, some of them went, who?
Who? That's right. Oh, so well said. Sam, thanks. Pele... Yeah. He's right. Pele comes in, and he did make a difference because he's a legend. There's no question when it comes to Brazil, and a lot of people love and know soccer. But, you know, I don't know. Pele versus Obama and Oprah. I think Chicago was never that deep into the running in the first place, and that was probably the problem. Stay with us.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Send me an email day or night, americatonight.net. Kate hanging out with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight, the name of the show, coming up a little bit later. In fact, in our next hour, if you hang around, we'll let you know if anybody nailed the score. It's a cool little thing that we do on Thursday nights during the NFL season. So did anyone nail the score in week 4? We've got the skinny on that, plus other things that happen in the world of sports with our sports shorts segment. That's how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place. You kind of need a scorecard with an eraser and a pencil and some markers to keep track of what we're talking about. Obviously, huge in what the strategy is going to be in Afghanistan. You just heard me mention the fact that 8 troop members were killed, 8 U.S. troops were killed. In a really brutal ambush attack where you had the Taliban all over the place, they shooting from afar and shooting rockets off and shooting from mosques and in the mountaintops and everything else. And this is pretty much, when you look at Afghanistan, look at a map of Afghanistan, you certainly know, you've probably seen it on the tube. 60 Minutes did an interview with McChrystal. It was excellent. It was, I think, last week, and one point in the interview, McChrystal's in the helicopter with the reporter, and they're driving around, and he's explaining, look, this is what you get. This is the problem. This is what we're dealing with. So knowing that going in, knowing the Taliban, knowing the, you know, the opium, how important the opium is and where the money is going with the Taliban and all that other sort of stuff, and squeezing off the source and getting the people of the country to back you up, which is a very big thing. Hey, we're the Americans. We're here to save the day. Jump on board with us. And some people, frankly, have seen what's happened to those that have done that, who have been brutally murdered in Iraq, or were left for dead, basically, if they couldn't get over to the United States once they had turned on the people that were watching and saw that they were giving information. So you're basically aiding the enemy, certainly in the Taliban's eyes here. So there are a slew of things to consider in Afghanistan. But the big thing is, either we're pushing forward with the 40,000 and a much better strategy, or we're not doing that whatsoever. And right now, Obama is waffling. A part of the waffling has to do with playing ahead for the 4 years, getting reelected. I don't want to be the guy that says this is a war of necessity, then have those troops go over there and have more people killed and not come out with any substantial gains from this that you can see, that you can feel, that you can touch, that you can talk about, that make people feel better about the situation, about the investment of lives and the investment of money in this. And so frankly, if you had that decision, if you had the decision from where you sit, would you go forward with the troops? At this point, would you give McChrystal what he says he needs to be successful in Afghanistan? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, interesting story I found, read somewhere, about something they're doing in Caracas, Venezuela. When I was a kid, I had the chance to go to Caracas. Went to a bullfight. Oof. Gory. I mean, I was, you know, 10 or whatever. Had no idea what it was about. And at the time when I was in Caracas, it felt safe. Now, I don't know how I'd feel about being in Caracas with what Hugo Chavez has done with that country. While he comes over to the United States, remember 2 years ago giving oil, heating oil to the poor, and has won over some of the folks in Hollywood for whatever reason, he really is a butcher when it comes to what he's doing in Venezuela, things that people have really no idea about, things that he's done. I mean, let's face it, everything there, certainly the media, is all state-run. So the latest thing is, in Venezuela, they're not going to allow, you know, the popular video games with the kids, and they have these internet cafes like everywhere else where you've got, you know, you've got kids doing playing the more violent video games. So here's the deal. Venezuela's National Assembly is going to prohibit basically violent video games and toys, they say. This is proposed legislation, which got initial approval in September and is expected to get a final vote in the next couple of weeks to just completely ban it, you know, put it off the market. Now, the parents there like it. They're saying that's great. But others are saying the bill is just really a public relations stunt by supporters of Chavez to camouflage his government's inability to deal with rampant crime, because that's what is happening there. Right now, they've got an average of 152 murders a week, about 7,900 for the year. If you look at that number, because you might say, well, how do you compare that number? That's more than five times the murder rate in Texas, which has about the same population as Venezuela. And there's one place that's particularly bad. It's called San Augustine. And there, what you'll have happen, I guess, it's a crime-ridden slum area there. So what happens is you have young preteens, however old they are, 10, 11, 12, whatever, they're trading basically joysticks for guns. Yeah, you've got the kids running around carrying, you know, packing the heat and shooting each other for whatever reason, for money, for drugs, for whatever it is. So I wondered, you know, this has been talked about in the United States about the violent video games. You know how it says there's certain video games you can't get without a parent and all that stuff. It goes back to the same thing, I think. do the video games anyway? I think in Venezuela it's a facade. I agree with that. But do the violent video games, like Grand Theft Auto, okay? And if you take Grand Theft Auto out of the equation, and then you just have sort of non-aggressive videos. I mean, I can't think of any off the top of my head because I'm so old school. I'm back like in the Mario Brothers days. But, or, you know, John Madden or Tiger Woods, that's what I would play. So, if you take that off the market, do you really curb violent tendencies in children anywhere? I don't care if they're in Venezuela, the United States, or wherever they are. Does that really make that much of a difference? Now, in Venezuela, they're so serious about it, that they're talking about they'll have fines as high as $128,000 if anybody imports things that are on the list, you know, games that aren't supposed to be there or certain violent toys or whatever. If Venezuela sets up a list of what you can't have in that country, then you could face that big fat fine. Can you imagine if they did that in the United States? I mean, there's been this waving, you know, this, not waving, this, there's been this, really press to do that, to take some of the games away, and then the bubbles up, well, the censorship, and you can have a certain age limit. I don't know. Matt, you've probably played a few video games or two in your lifetime. Do you think if you play Grand Theft Auto that could lead to violent tendencies?
I have heard this argument many different times in school and elsewhere, and I just flat out don't believe it. Because it's something where it's not realistic, it's not real life, and it's a, I don't know, I just don't believe it, because there's people that play these games all the time and nothing happens to them. It's just like the one coincidence where people are playing these violent games and they commit some crime. It's more of a random happenstance, I think, than it's the game causing it. Otherwise, you'd see people doing crazy stuff all the time, you know?
That's what I think. Because then you could say that about violent movies and, oh, you're glorifying violence and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, there's some truth to if you're a parent, you're a parent. So be a parent. You decide what your kids can't see if you're just totally disgusted by some of the things that are out there, or do think it's, you don't want your kid playing these Grand Theft Auto for 5 hours a day or whatever. Absolutely. I mean, I think the bigger problem is parents that don't have a lot of time for the kids, kids that don't go outside and run around the neighborhood and play soccer or softball or tennis or ride their bikes or whatever. I mean, frankly, that's part of the problem. Then you get into a whole nother subject of, well, that, you know, kids are not socializing. It's more about, I think, if they're just on the computer the second they leave school and they don't socialize, I think that's more damaging than the actual thing that they're doing. 800-259-5791, you can throw your 2 cents in.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag. So if you're thinking of writing me a note, do it, americatonight.net, because you can do it day or night. We have a ton of them stacking up, so I feel like I need to go through. Do you guys clean out your emails pretty regularly? You know, I didn't know this, but when you start to, for a while, you know, you're on the internet, whatever, and you start to get a better handle on things, and you realize, wow, these emails are stacking up, and you just go through and file them or delete them or do whatever you do with them. But how many of you... initially, probably not now, because I know this is such a smart audience, you go through the email and you realize you delete them, but then you have to delete the deleted ones. The first time ever, I didn't realize I wasn't doing that. I think I had, I want to say I had like 3,000 emails that I deleted. So my inbox was good, everything else was good, but they were sitting there in that trash file. Then I had to just, I mean, it was pretty easy. Hit a button, hit them down the page. But I didn't even realize that they were piling up. I guarantee that some of you have made the very same faux pas. Remember that, too, by the way, because if there's something you don't want someone to see, which it would exist on the hard drive, but if they could go through your computer, they could certainly see that in the trash. Matt, did you do that at all when you first were finding your way, navigating your way through the internet?
I don't know. I'm younger, so the technology age caught on quicker for me, I guess.
So that's nice. I like how you said that. I'm younger, so we were definitely better when it came to technical things. Do you let your emails pile up, or
do
you get rid of them?
I have.
So what's the most you have in your box?
Unread or read? I don't know. I think I have like 2,000 something.
Unread?
Yeah, I think so. Because I forget to delete them a bunch, and I'll just leave them there, like all these spam emails or emails that, I'll get to it later. And so they just kind of pile up. I go through them every once in a while and clear out like thousands of them.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to, because that would take a long time to go through them. You might be missing important things that people are trying to get a hold of you for.
I always read the important ones. It's just stuff, you know, like All Access will send you things like every 5 minutes. And those are stuff like that I don't read all the time.
All right, so Matt wins the award for thousands of emails that just pile up, and he says he has this technical knowledge because he's younger, but he lets the emails pile up and then deletes them the last second or whenever he eventually sits down to do it. I try not to let them pile up that much, but this was an entree into the fact that we're going to get to the mailbag here in just a second, but a couple of other quick things. One, I told you, obviously, about the 8 Americans dead in the awful Afghan battles that outpost that was there in a very remote area, of course, near the mountains, and thus the Taliban was able to do a sneak attack, and the sneak attack paid off for them, sadly. So we certainly feel for the families of those that died in that battle. Worst single day battle, by the way, during what's happened in Afghanistan, during the entire war, if you will, and this happened at an outpost near Pakistan on that border area that we talk about so often. So now the question still remains, should and will Obama go with McChrystal's suggestion of 40,000 troops to change the face of what's happening there? Or are we just sending people in for the slaughter based on what we're seeing right now that's happened so far in Afghanistan? I think the thing here is this needs to be such a priority. I mean, just cut all the other stuff. This needs to be the number one priority, I think, is certainly one of them on the list of the White House. Now, especially after 8 soldiers losing their life in the worst one-day attack, you need to sit down and really hash this out. Forget about the 4 years upcoming. I mean, can a president do that? Can the people around him do that? Oh, here's what the polls say. Ooh, people don't like what's going on in Afghanistan. So even though you said that we had to be there, maybe we're going to change our mind on this. Forget that. Do what has to be. What's in the best interest of the nation? What are the advisors saying? What is McChrystal saying? What is the Pentagon saying? McChrystal thinks it's possible to win this, but you have to completely change the way it's being played. And I don't think, frankly, we're capable of doing that, of adopting some of the things that he suggested in his strategy. Do you? 800-259-5791. And now, without further ado, let's head to the mailbox.
You have mail, mistress.
I like the way he says that.
You have mail, mistress.
Anybody who calls me a mistress, it just sounds so good. Here's one from Steve-O. Steve-O says, Kate, I can't wait to find out if anybody nailed the score. I haven't called in, but I promise I'm going to call in this weekend. I have sent you emails, and you've read them over the air with my guesses. This week I'm going to call in. I know I didn't nail the score, but I can't remember what other people guessed. Love it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Here's one from Harry. Harry says, hey, Kate, enjoy the show. I have to tell you, in talking about Iran, my blood boils. We need to get our troops out of there. We are sending more people to their deaths. As Obama continues to languish in his decision as to whether or not to adopt a certain strategy, it makes absolutely zero sense to me, and yet he had time to fly to Copenhagen. I just don't get it. And you know what? I voted for the guy, and I'm sorry I did. Okay, here's one from Anne. Anne says, Kate, I heard you mention Sarah Palin's book. What is the name of the book, and when does it come out? Comes out in November, and it's called Going Rogue, an American story. And already 1.5 was the initial printing, sold out. Barnes and Nobles, if you go to the, you know, you go to the website, you can reserve books and stuff. You can't get a copy in the first printing, but they're going to have another printing, I'm sure, as a result of that. You know, they pushed up that book run, got it done within a couple of months so that they could get it out there for, you would assume, holiday purchases or leading up to the holidays. So when it's all said and done, I'll be curious to see where Sarah Palin falls on the book scale when they do another printing, and who knows, maybe they do another printing after that. But you got to give it to her. I mean, hey, for a person who, just like Hillary Clinton, it's either people love Sarah Palin or they can't stand Sarah Palin, can't believe that there's this much buzz about Sarah Palin, but she, you know, she has that 15 minutes plus that certain people get for various reasons and all kinds of things, whether it's business or entertainment or politics, and she definitely captivated many people's attention in the nation for either positive reasons or negative reasons or whatever. But I'd say that's pretty good. You announce that your book is coming out in November, and then you blow away all the totals. So to answer your question, you will, I'm sure, be able to get a copy, just not right now. Be patient, and if you go onto Amazon.com, I bet you'll be able to get one. Here's one from Jack. Jack says, Kate, H1N1 flu shots, give me a break. I say, blank that. I don't think you're getting a shot, are you? And I say, no, I'm not getting a shot. What's scary is they say they're having problems with pregnant women, and that was the theory, that the people that should get the shots are the pregnant women and the children. As you know, in New York, they had protests, the healthcare workers outside of New York's Capitol building were shouting things like, give me liberty, and they vowed to keep fighting that order from state health officials that every healthcare worker had to get an H1N1 flu shot or face the possibility that they could be fired. And what many of them are saying is, why should you mandate whether I get the shot or not? It's up to me. And some of them are saying, look, I'm healthy. I have a strong immune system. I don't want to feel like someone's telling me what to do with my body. But the state says that they have to reduce the possibility of infecting patients, and that's why they're doing it, because they've got outbreaks that happen of the flu inside whatever health facilities there are all over New York, and that's why they don't want to take the chance. Now, I looked back into this, and of course, I've never heard of that, but in the past couple of years, the vaccination was voluntary. Only 40% of the state's healthcare workers actually get vaccinated. So what they're saying is, this is unacceptable. We cannot have this. But I don't really blame these workers. Why should you be forced to get it? I mean, take it at your own risk, or decide not to take it at your own risk. I don't think that they should be forced to take it. I mean, how many of these physical therapists and nurses' aides and all these other people have come forward and said, look, I've never gotten a flu shot. I've never had the flu. Why do I have to get this? I mean, bravo to them for saying, I don't want you to tell me what to do, don't you think? Would you like it if it was demanded that you have to get a flu shot? Would you get the flu shot? 800-259-5791.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tonight we have some good, funny Saturday Night Live, which I think is so lame lately. Did a very funny parody on Barack Obama and what he's accomplished or not accomplished so far in office. You do not want to miss this. If you are driving and you just pulled into your driveway, idle for a few minutes. Because if you didn't happen to catch it, I think you'll get a good chuckle out of it. That's coming up in just a second. But first, the blunder of the day has to be this, and it actually happened a couple of days ago, or it's been happening for a while. But can anybody relate to a mystery meat smell? You know, when somebody leaves meat in the refrigerator too long, or someone's gone away and they forgot about the refrigerator, or you've been in some kind of a disaster and the refrigerator reeks and there's so many other things you're dealing with, you don't think of cleaning out the refrigerator. Well, check this out. In South Dakota, in Bridgewater, South Dakota, they had 44 tons of bison meat. Anybody had bison ever? And they had it for months, I guess, right? And you had two South Dakota winters, which are pretty brutal. So the power was cut. Then you had the spring. Then you had nature and everything else. In the meantime, this meat was rotting. And this is enough meat. You heard me say 44 tons. This was enough meat to fill a high school gym, as it was described. It was brutal. So at these freezer doors at this meat plant, they just were abandoned by the owner. The bison meat was in there. And like I described, the winter is gone, and then it's spring, and then this tiny town, everywhere you go in Bridgewater, South Dakota, they could smell this putrid, awful, nasty odor. So the cleaners were sent to mop up this mess of liquefied meat. When they arrived, a blanket of swarming white maggots and a legion, to say the least, of flies. Do you know what they did? They gave up after 2 days. Uh-huh. Say, ha, I don't care what you pay me or what you have. No, we're not going to do it. This is a small town. They got like 600 people in this town. It overwhelmed the town. I mean, street by street. So then finally, you had 18 city and county workers who decided they're going to storm the plant, they're going to haul the meat away, and take back the town. So 3 months after the cleanup, the owner still hasn't paid the cleanup bill, which is almost $12,000, owes $14,000 in unpaid property taxes on top of it. And I'd say he's not welcome in that town. What happened was he moved the business to Dawson, Minnesota, and he left the boxed kosher bison meat behind. I guess it was going to be sold to a pet food company, but it was frozen, but then the electricity was cut off because there was no payment, obviously. I explained what happened in the spring, etc. So this town, 40 miles away from Sioux Falls, just started to reek. And I love the description. They say it's worse than rotten bodies, the way it smelled. Oh, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could have been one of those workers that helped to clean it up. I wouldn't be able to face it. All right, Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You were talking about Afghanistan. You know, from December 1941 until August 1945 is roughly 3.5 years. It took Presidents Roosevelt and Truman and the U.S. military 3.5 years to get a complete unconditional surrender from Japan, right? Completely crush the army of Japan. It's 3.5 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and we've been fighting that stupid war in Afghanistan now for over eight years, right?
Yeah, that's right. 8 years.
And these are a bunch of semi-literate. Half of them are illiterate. Goat ropers in Afghanistan. And you cannot fight a war in a country where the enemy does not wear uniforms. You don't know who your friends are, who your enemies are. They could smile and take your money from the Americans and the Canadians and the Brits or whatever in the daytime and pretend to support the good guys in the daytime. And then at night, they're helping out the Taliban. I honestly think that most of the people in Afghanistan want to see us evil Westerners, us evil infidels out of Afghanistan. And they're playing both sides off against the middle, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's all kinds of backdoor stuff going on over there. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for President Obama to go running around the world saying how evil the United States is, was President Roosevelt or President Truman during the Second World War or Eisenhower during the Korean War, well, was he traveling around the world saying how evil and apologizing all over the place for how evil the American... All that does is boost the morale of the enemy. It fires up the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. You know, when you got a president saying, and one side of his mouth he's saying that the United States is so great we should get the Olympics, Chicago should get the Olympics, and then out the other side of his mouth he's saying he's running around apologizing for all the evil that the United States... Name me one country, Kate, that has not made mistakes. Every single country has made mistakes, but the good things that the United States and Canada and Great Britain have done, North America has done, far outweigh the bad things that we've done. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and Obama better get his act together and quit going around, apologizing. You know, when you run around apologizing all the time and never mentioning the good things you do, it makes you out to be, all you're doing is boosting the morale of the enemy. He's crazy. Anyway, thanks, Kate.
All right, yeah, thanks, Al. That's something that people have talked about, that what are you doing, what happens to, he's right, the Taliban and the others who are obviously trying to fight and squash out the Western world, or people that don't believe in what they believe in. And so, of course, that's a concern. To me, the bigger concern was the whole Gitmo thing. Now Gitmo will not, I don't see how it's going to close in January. I mean, barring a miracle. Anyway, speaking of Gitmo, here is the SNL skit that I think you're going to laugh your head off at. Roll it.
Good evening and congratulations to Rio for getting the 2016 Olympics. And to the Olympic Committee, I say, good luck with Rio. Now, last year I was elected with a mandate to bring this country change we could believe in. And as time has passed, it has become clear that this promise is troubling to some people. There are those on the right who are angry. They think that I'm turning this great country into something that resembles the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. But that's just not the case. Because when you look at my record, it's very clear what I've done so far. And that is nothing. Nada. Almost 1 year and nothing to show for it. You don't believe me? You think I'm making it up? Take a look at this checklist. Now, on my first day in office, I said I'd close Guantanamo Bay. Is it closed yet? No. I said we'd be out of Iraq. Are we? Not the last time I checked. I said I'd make improvements in the war in Afghanistan. Is it better? No, I think it's actually worse. How about healthcare reform? Hell no. I even went personally to try to bring the Olympics to Chicago in 2016. It didn't work out. But in this case, there's some good news with the bad. For every person who buys an American car in the next 6 months, you're going to get one of these. Now, I just don't see why the right is so riled up. I mean, how do you think the left feels? They're the ones that should be mad. Now, I'm sure they thought I would have addressed at least one of the following things by now. Global warming. Nope. Immigration reform. Nope. Gays in the military. Nuh-uh. Limits on executive powers. Nope. Torture prosecutions. Nope. So looking at this list, I'm seeing two big accomplishments. Jack and squat.
All right, that pretty much sums it up. I thought it was rather funny. And it made the translation from video, I think, really, to audio. It's what we say night in and night out here on America Tonight, unfortunately. Hey, flip me an email day or night on your thoughts on the show or anything else, americatonight.net.